Earl Cook, Chief of Police, Alexandria Police Department.
Your department is now saying that you have narrowed the scope of the investigation and that there is one primary focus. Is that right?
Actually, it was specific to Mr. Severance. What we were trying to do is give a context for where he was in the investigation. Because of his prevalence in the media the last 3 months and how it began with him as a lead in the case, we thought the community needed an update to know what his role in the investigation was. So hence we decided to come out and let them know that we're narrowing the focus to him. He's not the only person, but we're narrowing the focus in, as he's involved in this investigation.
So is he a suspect?
He is a person that we're focusing on. We talked earlier about suspects. Some of the connotations of that we are always careful for, because usually when we say suspect, the general public assume that an arrest is imminent on something, or this is the single person. So we were trying to be careful, because certainly 3 months ago we knew less about Mr. Severance than we know today.
But what more do you know about him?
There's some things unique to him as we've gotten into the background and the things as is associated with our investigation. So we can't discuss specifically case information and evidence because if it ever came to trial, then for anybody that we're looking at, we would need to keep that confidential for the prosecution.
So let's go back to the word suspect. Are you calling him a suspect?
I'm calling him the person we're narrowing our focus on. As I said, I don't want to get into the wrong connotations with people in the public that think things are imminent. With over 1,000 leads, well over 1,000 leads that we're continuing to go through in this investigation, we still have a lot of work yet to do.
Okay. What about person of interest, which is even a more vague description? Is it accurate to call him a person of interest?
Well, the problem with all of these is that as we get into the semantics, I think the important message for the public is to know that Mr. Severance is we're very much interested in his role in any and all of the cases that we have right now. So the important thing I want the public to know is that I can't say an arrest is imminent. I can say that a lot of people, including our partners who are still working with us from the inception, the FBI, state police, are working with us in this investigation. So my main focus was Mr. Severance had such a public profile because of how this began with him that we wanted the public to know where he was in context of the investigation.
I'm not sure that I understand where he is in the context of the investigation. Where is he in the context of the investigation?
He's a person that we're focusing on right now and seeing what his role is.
You were doing that 2 months ago, though, right?
We started with Mr. Severance as a tip, like we got from other people. And before we had the opportunity to attempt to talk to him, he was leaving town. So we were at the beginning of our involvement with him. Some months later, we've looked more into the background, and we think there are things there, as I said, that are unique to him that makes us want to continue to look further at his role. And the reason we're talking about Mr. Severance, other than anyone else, is that the profile he already has. We do not normally talk about people we're looking at in an investigation. It was only the unique circumstances around him that we're discussing him.
Is this a capital case?
That's for the prosecutor to decide. That's always left to the Commonwealth Attorney to decide it based on the evidence presented to him.
Is there anything else you can tell the public about the investigation into these three murders or Mr. Severance?
Yes, there's a lot of work to be done yet. There's a lot of people and leads to be finished with. Mr. Severance is a part of this investigation, and we've asked people, keep your safety and due diligence there. I know you can't keep at this heightened sense of anxiety that these things cause, but do follow those safety practices we had discussed.
Great. Thank you so much.